Your voice in the West Midlands.
BBC WM 95.6.
Gotta love this music, haven't you? As part of the celebrations to mark the 45th birthday of BBC Birmingham, as it was, for one weekend only, we are wiping the usual weekend schedule. We're bringing back a fantastic lineup of broadcasting legends from the West Midlands. Adrian Goldberg yesterday announced the first legend who'll be kicking off the weekend. That's going to be Friday the 6th of November in the evening between 7 and 10. Johnny Walker back on BBC WM. Here is legend number two. He used to be a teacher, but then you think of ATV Today and TVAM and Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Capital Radio, Tiz Was in the 70s and early 80s. We could have said we'll give you 50-50 or you can phone a friend, but we don't really need to do that. Chris Tarrant, how are you?
I'm good. I'm very good. I'm looking forward to this. Looking back rather a long time to when it all began, back in the Midlands. Good fun.
And I bet wherever you go, whether it's the supermarket, on holiday, on a plane, on a train, wherever you stop somewhere, people always go, do you want to phone a friend? I'll give you 50-50. I'll ask the audience. Does that bother you?
Do you know, I've never heard that before. Do you know, I get that, and this is absolutely true, I get that every single... If I'm in the UK, I get at least one of those every single day of my life. I have one this morning filling up with petrol near Swindon. I had one yesterday just outside Southampton. It's just bizarre. And usually what happens, they go, oh, Chris, phone a friend. And then they go bright red. Oh, God, he's probably heard that a time or ten. And the other ones I love are the ones that don't quite get it right. So they go, Chris, phone the audience. And you go, yeah, right, mate. Hello, bye.
Well, I suppose it's good in a way. I mean, it might get a bit tiresome, but, I mean, you did the show for such a long time that people never forget it.
No, do you know, it doesn't bother me at all. I think it's quite sweet. And it is a way of people saying, you know, love you, mate, love the show and all that stuff. I mean, imagine being Brucey. I mean, the years on the catchphrases Brucey gets, you know, I mean, one after the other, good game, and all that stuff. I mean, all his life. You know, it's fine. It's part and parcel of, you know, you stick your silly face on television and it's what happens. I mean, in Tiswell's days, people would just shout to me things about, hello, Chris. Got a custard pie, and you think, yeah, of course, I always carry one in my inside pocket. I mean, things change as you do things. You know, when I was working at Capital, people used to shout things about, oh, you know, the weather girl or whatever. I mean, people move on as your career moves on, really. But, yeah, I've never minded it. It's certainly not, you know, unpleasant or aggressive. It's just silly. It's fun.
Well, I mean, you're well-versed in radio, having done Capital for 20 years. You did the breakfast show down there.
Yes. And look at my lovely unlined face. No, I loved it. And, you know, I mean, I was brought up in the Midlands listening to Les Ross. Yep. I mean, you know, Les was sort of... I mean, people always used to say to me when I first started working in London, you know, who's inspired you? And I said, well, to be honest, and you won't even know the guy, a bloke in the Midlands called Les. He's sort of... Because his whole lovely way of doing that sort of anarchic breakfast show was the closest to what I did in London, really. They'd never kind of heard anything like it in London before, but Les had been doing that for years.
The thing is, Chris, I mean, because you're synonymous with this area, and yeah. you went to the University of Birmingham, and then Tiz Was and ATV, but, I mean, you were born in Reading.
I was born in Reading. I'm a southerner. My dad sent me off to Worcester for 4 years at school. I then came back. The best offer and the best university for me was the University of Birmingham, because I had a brilliant, you know, really good English set up there. So I did English literature in Birmingham for 3 more years. Then the first proper job I did, really, was back doing ATV Today, and I did Tiz Was. So, yeah, I mean, I go back to the city a lot, and I am a kind of honorary Brummy. You know, people talk to me, oh, you're mate, all right, and all that, and it's just, I'm just part of the Birmingham furniture, and I like that, you know, I'm proud of that.
Hey, you could, correct or not, you could have gone to Oxford.
Well, yes, I could. I had to wait for another year, and then I would have got a scholarship. I don't know, Dad was quite good about it, actually. He never said to me, come on, you've got to go to Oxford. He just said, I think if you hang around for 12 months, you'll be a thorough nuisance. And I think I'd have gone off the whole idea, you know. I mean, with my kids, I've always said, do your school. If you're going to go to university, do your university. And then do your gap year, you know, doing it between. I know university is very different, but it's still kind of going back to school. I think if I'd had a year off, I don't think I ever would have gone to Oxford, even if I had the qualifications. I was very happy in Brum. I loved it. I had a great time. Didn't do much work, but a great time.
Well, it's going to be great to have you back. 9 till 11, Saturday 7th of November. Now, What are you going to be doing? Because you're bound to play status quo, because you are a status quo aren't you?
Status quo. Well, I just thought I'd come in and play a status quo album and say goodbye. But apparently I'm going to play other tunes as well. I'm going to do all my favourite 70s tracks. Hopefully I'm going to talk to one or two old mates who were sort of, you know, alive in those days and sort of famous then. I want to talk a lot about, you know, the way we were. I mean, because it is memory lane. And even though it's a long time ago, people go, oh, my God, I remember that. And do you remember when a mini car only cost 600 quid and the price of houses, the tunes we played, the dreadful, horrendous clothes we wore and thought we looked great. You know, I mean, all that stuff. I love all that. It was a great time. For me, it was one of the best times. I mean, it probably, because ATV Today started me and then, you know, obviously Tiz Wars took off through the whole of the 70s. I mean, that was my best era, really, although I did sort of, you know, more high power things, if you like, since. That was the decade that made me the 70s, no question. And a lot of the bands, you know, a lot of the Midland bands just took off in the 70s.
It was a great time. Chris Tarrant, another one of the legends on BBC WM at Saturday, the 7th of November, between 9 and 11 in the morning. Chris, thanks for taking time. Great to talk to you.
Bless you, mate. I'm looking forward to it.